Welcome back to Money News Now. You might have noticed a bounce in the stock market today. I did tell you earlier, it did have a little jump. It wasn't massive, but it was there. But that's also off the back of what's been a reasonable jump in oil prices. Now, they're still relatively low compared with where they were going back 18 months ago or so. But from a low of $26.50 when you go back, well, 10 days ago or so, to now being $33.90, up by 68 cents today, US a barrel, you can see that it's come off the lows. Now, part of the reason that is reports today suggesting that perhaps Russia is sending out a message that it believes that Saudi Arabia might consider cutting production. Now, this has been the key because remember that it was OPEC and Saudi Arabia that indicated no restrictions on production for OPEC members. And as a result of that, oil prices plunged. Let's now go to Amrita Sen, who is the Chief Oil Analyst for Energy Aspects. Always great with her time on the program. Amrita, many thanks for your time this evening. Is that the nub of it? Why would the Russians be talking about the Saudis? I would have thought the Saudis or OPEC would have been doing the talking.
Well, precisely that. And the fact that this hasn't come from OPEC and the Saudis, you should always take what the Russians are saying with a really giant pinch of salt. It's simply that, look, in the past, what Saudis have said, and they maintain their policy, that they are willing to cut output, but only if other OPEC members or the large non-OPEC members, in particular Russia, also join in. And Russia has time and time again said they are not able to cut output because of particularly during the winter months, because if they do, it freezes off the pipelines and there are lots of difficulties. Suddenly, because oil prices were below $30, they're really struggling. All of that's changed, and now they are saying, Saudis have sent us this proposal and we are willing to cut. The Saudis haven't sent them any new proposal. This has always been on the table. So our view would be this is really Russia trying to push Saudis into a corner, effectively, to force a shift in OPEC policy. And it also underlines Russia's economic weakness.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about Russia's economic weakness, and it's had real trouble. But there's also the United States here, because all of those shale oil producers are suggested to be much higher cost producers. And, of course, many of them have now sought to cut their costs as vigorously as they possibly can. And what's emerged is that many of those so-called high cost producers have suddenly had to revert and become low cost producers much more quickly than they might have anticipated.
Oh, absolutely. I think the cost reduction you've seen in the United States has been phenomenal. I mean, in some cases, you're talking north of 30%. On average, it's been between 25 and 30%. However, I will say this, that everybody, including the service companies and the midstream companies, while they are working together now to keep these companies afloat because they are in so much financial difficulty, we do believe as soon as prices start going back up again, service companies will also raise their fees. At the moment, the service companies are getting squeezed. They are operating with negative margins, but that's not going to go on forever. So just like costs have come down very sharply, they will probably rise quite quickly as well. So I don't think this is structural.
It's interesting to note that. So as a result of this, I mean, there's little doubt that the world remains awash with oil. The prices reflect that. The question is whether it really gets a little bit more back into balance as soon as the winter, the northern winter ends, and the driving season begins in North America and through Europe, and the demand for oil-based products starts to rise. Is that sort of the general logic that people would imagine for the oil market?
I would think so, yes. I think there is growing consensus that we will start to rebalance in the second half of the year. Our view has long been that we should start rebalancing around Q4 of this year, simply because the production cuts you're starting to see are huge, and that will help rebalance the market. Demand growth last year was very, very strong. This year we're expecting slightly lower growth, but still a decent 1 million barrels per day of demand growth. But really, it is going to be the supply side that drives us forward. in terms of the rebalancing.
Tell you what, always great to have a chat to you. Amrita Sen, very good with her time and one of the really good oil analysts that we know around the world, the chief oil analyst for Energy Aspects. And you can see really here this big geopolitical play between Iran coming back on stream, between Russia and its economic problems, between Saudi Arabia, which quite clearly needs to keep on pumping, the other OPEC members, many of whom, like Venezuela, are really suffering economically. And then, of course, all these new sources of oil that have come from the United States with new technology. And as a result of that, it means that the world has had too much oil and those prices have been under pressure. And Amrita, always good to talk to you here on Money News.
Likewise. Have a good evening.